Several thousand Republican activists have gathered in New Orleans for the Southern Republican Leadership Conference. The event features plenty of talk about renewed energy among the Republican faithful.
Today, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is scheduled to speak. Last night, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and Liz Cheney, the daughter of the former Vice President Dick Cheney, each rebuked the president himself. NPR's Don Gagne reports from New Orleans.
One thing became very clear very quickly last night in the giant hotel ballroom in downtown New Orleans. Keeping a running tally of all the negative words used to describe the president and his administration would prevent you from doing just about anything else. Newt Gingrich entered the room as the sound system blared the 80s rock standard Eye of the Tiger. Some in the crowd chanted, "Run, Newt, run," though he insisted later he's not made up his mind about a White House bid. On stage, Gingrich didn't waste even a moment before making it clear that he's already reached his verdict on the Obama administration.
This is the most radical administration in American history.
The former speaker used multiple variations of that line in a nearly hour-long speech. He spoke several times of, quote, Obama's secular socialist machine, a phrase that's also part of the title of his newest book. And in case anyone missed it, Gingrich said the administration will be seen as a catastrophic failure marked by incompetence. He called the new health care bill grotesque and urged his audience to work hard not just in congressional elections, but in races for school board and every single local office. He predicted big GOP victories this year by selling this message.
The Republican Party was founded on freedom, not serfdom. The Republican Party was founded on the work ethic, not the redistribution ethic. The Republican Party was founded on defending America, not hiring lawyers for terrorists.
Gingrich is one of several potential Republican presidential candidates slated to speak at this conference. Earlier in the evening, it was Liz Cheney's turn at the microphone. She's not running for office, but her attacks were no less blunt. Cheney called the health care bill passed last month arrogant, but mostly she focused on foreign policy. She noted her father's strong criticism of the White House over the past year.
Now, the media has played this up as a confrontation between Dick Cheney and Barack Obama. But I prefer to think of it as a constructive dialogue between a two-term vice president and a one-term president.
On the foreign policy front, she called White House criticism of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu over expanded settlements shabby and disgraceful. Mr. Obama has also been pushing Afghanistan's president, Hamid Karzai, to crack down on corruption in his government. To Cheney, the president's actions were juvenile. Then there's this on administration efforts to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
Iran watches as this administration answers their threats with weakness, confusion, and self-serving lectures that put down America and diminish our achievements.
She then added this sharp-edged punchline.
Now that kind of talk, it could win you a Nobel Prize. But it dishonors this nation and the brave men and women who have fought and died for our freedom.
The evening offered a preview of the Republican approach this election year and even for 2012 when President Obama faces re-election. Newt Gingrich cautioned that the party must offer concrete solutions to the things Americans are worried about. The economy, jobs, taxes, the state of the educational system, national security. He said that is critical to victory. But last night also made it clear that any such policy proposals will be offered in tandem with a large helping of red meat, served up to make sure that voters angry over Obama administration policies stay that way right through Election Day. Don Gagne, NPR News, New Orleans.